This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Oh, this is Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean, and we've got our guest in, haven't we, Dean?
We do. We are joined in the studio by Shannon Whitelaw.
Hello, guys.
Amazing. How are you going?
Hello.
Wait one moment.
Hang on. Dylan's getting his...
I'm just getting used to this.
Hang on, let's try it again. Shannon Whitelaw. You're on probation.
That was absolutely seamless. we are excited to get you in. And I was mentioning before, you've got an incredible resume. You've worked an awful lot for a young man of your age. And I mentioned we've worked together, and I am scanning this resume, and there is literally no mention of it whatsoever. Now, I'm wondering if it is one of those ones that you've got to hold up to the light.
Yeah, there's secret ink on the bottom.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
A whole nother section.
Well, that's exciting, isn't it?
It smells nice too.
Does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Smells of bullshit. but you've got a big show coming up. It is it's about never dating a songwriter.
Yeah, well, it's called Never Date a Songwriter.
That's a good idea then.
It's
about that. And I guess we always ask, you know, what is it about? Why is it so bad to date a songwriter?
Well, the premise of the show is that I'm a songwriter, and I usually write theatre and I write cabaret for other people, but this show is essentially all those songs that I've written for myself to help me get over ex-boyfriends.
Really?
Ooh.
So
now, how many songs and ex-boyfriends have there been?
I don't have a number. There's 13 songs in the show.
Oh, that's lucky.
Are they all about different guys or just one specific
guy? No, they're all about different people, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That's a nice change. People normally make cabarets about that one moment in their entire life.
Yeah.
You're just having it all go.
But there's so many stories. Why not open up the, you know, field and
I would
use
imagine,
them all?
And, you know, like any relationship or any show, there'll be good stories and bad stories.
Absolutely. You there's know. Comedy in there from, you know, silly situations that we get ourselves
you
in.
Wrote that?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I took some lessons on tour with you.
And the other loads of other people that you work with that are, I mean, you're one of those that gets inspired by others as well, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. I guess a lot of us too, but it's, you know, not always easy to put that in your own work, you know.
No, that's true, but it's a little contagious, I think, though, because I spend a lot of my time surrounded by comedians. In fact, I live with two of them.
Yeah.
And
so you stole their material, right?
No, I didn't, I swear. Although Michelle Brazier is one of them, and she's directing this show for me.
Great.
Which is really great, yeah.
And what sort of music is it? I mean, for those that don't know you, well, you know, you describe it as cabaret musical. Is it strictly that?
It's storytelling through songs. There's a couple of pop songs in there, and there's some times where I'm trying to be, you know, Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one of those. But mostly it's storytelling through songs. So it is cabaret. It is upbeat. I mean, if you have any interest in, like, Ben Folds Five, there's a bit of that.
Yes.
Since I do play the piano and I learned a lot of Ben Folds, there's a bit of Carole King in there too, just as influences.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great influences.
Yeah, I think so.
And then a whole lot of fun calling out your exes.
Yeah.
Because you've done this show before.
Mm-hmm.
Were any of the exes in the audience?
They were. But they don't know that they were.
But song is about you, don't
I didn't name and shame anyone last time.
But do you
all
really
the names
think
have been
didn't?
Changed to pretend.
Oh, well, they may have figured it out.
Yeah.
They didn't mention it to me.
Right. And is it really embarrassing stuff?
No. It wasn't last time.
Right.
There's a couple of stories this time that I've managed to get into the show that it's got some new material in it. So there's some new stories in there that I've managed to get in that are
Because you've been dumped since the last one?
Well, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
You know,
so
life happens.
There's been at least, what, yeah. six, seven?
And drunk stories and drunk.
Drunk and
no, not drunks. But,
but I've got to admit, who doesn't love... These are the kind of stories and shows that we all enjoy to see because we've all been
They're
there.
Real.
We've all... Yeah, it's real stories. It's a whole lot of fun. We've all
That's
had
right.
that scenario. And so we love to get in there and just hear it from someone else's perspective.
Well, you've got the added bonus with this young man, and this is genuine that you have an incredible voice and such great musicality as well.
Thank you.
Which is why one of your original compositions, Oprahvacation, was yours, wasn't it?
That was. I wrote the score for Oprahvacation with Rachel Dunham. Yeah. And we did we went quite away with that to New York.
Yeah, you did.
It was amazing. I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of Rachel's, and but that was amazing. And so, you know, that's one of yours.
So if you know that show, it's got a bit of that style in it.
Right.
Yeah. None of the songs from it, though.
Not Long Vows, hello.
No.
And I guess even, like, you're doing the show, it's beginning very soon, but...
next week.
Yeah. Will you be... are you on the lookout, for men to inspire you?
Song.
Is there a possibility of a perfect match? There could be a rewrite by next week.
Is there a possibility of a late edition, you know?
Not between now and Wednesday. Number? Not between now and next Wednesday.
The 11 o'clock number?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's written now. That's not,
it's
you know.
Like, this one is from a guy written. I met at Flinders Street Station.
last Tuesday.
Are you seeing anyone at the moment?
I am. I'm in a wonderful relationship with a beautiful boy.
Is he worried that he may end up in the show?
He has asked me on numerous occasions, but he's not in the show.
Right.
I think it'll be quite
interesting. It's going too well, but nothing's going wrong.
It's
going
to be quite interesting for him to look at it and just go, all right, things to avoid in the future. Just look at the roadmap, figure it out.
Well, there's a lot of the stories. He hasn't heard a lot of the stories in the show yet. So,
do you think he'll go to the show?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think you'll still be together afterwards?
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, this is windy. There's a continuing drama.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolute hoot.
Now, we love the venue. The Butterfly Club is great, isn't
Wonderful
it?
Wonderful space.
If you've never been, you really need to look into that. And, this is what an ideal opportunity to do that.
It'd be great.
Because it's such an intimate venue, isn't it?
It's a gorgeous little venue. We love it.
Get along, have a little drink, and make a little noise. And
maybe
get
three.
It's in the downstairs room, so there's a bar in the room.
Oh, that's my favourite kind of room.
I know, right? Perfect.
I'm all for it.
And it all begins, as we said, next week, the 29th to the 3rd, not Friday.
That's right.
What's happening Friday?
They have the sing-along thing there, don't they?
Oh, rubbish. Like the big... Amateur.
Fab Fridays. They have Fab Fridays there.
I'm sure it's amazing, but it's all about you, I'm afraid. Never Date a Songwriter. Shannon Whitelock begins next week. You can get tickets at thebutterflyclub.com and you'll get all your details there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
all the best. All right. Enjoy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.